This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Contemporary dance will be explored tomorrow night through Saturday with Albuquerque Shift Dance as they present their first National Contemporary Dance Festival at VSA North 4th Arts Center in Albuquerque. Tomorrow night, the festival kicks off with a commissioned piece by local choreographer and educator Donna Jewell, who is an associate professor of dance in the Department of Theater and Dance at the University of New Mexico. Donna Jewell joins me now to talk about it. Hey, Donna.
Hi. Hi, Chris.
So tell me about Shift Dance. How did you get involved with this? Yeah. What's it all about?
Shift Dance is a collective of three bright young stars in contemporary dance in the Albuquerque scene. Each of them did their MFA in our program in the Department of Theater and Dance at UNM. And they really want to foster new creative work in contemporary dance and bring contemporary dance from other places to Albuquerque to expose Albuquerque audiences to contemporary dance from other places as well.
The piece that you've created is called Seven Times More.
Yes.
And it's a commission piece.
Correct.
And I love the description, an exploration of using, bending, and spending time. I like the spending time part. What is that about?
That's a good question. The piece began to actually tell me what to do. As I went in the studio, I came with a few ideas. And then I realized that I was really interested in working with these three people in exploring time passing or the quality of waiting. Or the quality of stopping and starting and waiting. And so the piece began to kind of tell me that that's what it was about. It has some very stark and minimal design qualities in costume and hair design, makeup design, and also in the way we use time in the soundtrack as well.
When you say minimal, because I'm picturing in my head somebody, because you're talking about waiting, maybe somebody not moving at all?
That's part of it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this yeah. how you normally choreograph something where you don't really know what it's going to be and then it just comes to you sort of like this?
Yeah, as a young choreographer years ago, I would have had everything planned out. I would have brought a lot of ideas to the studio. It probably would have been music driven. Like if I had heard a wonderful piece of music, I said, I'm going to do this, this, and this to it. And now, 25 years later, it starts more with a feeling or a very faint image or idea, and then I come into the studio and I really look who I have with me, and then I try out some ideas and I like to call it letting the dance tell me what to do next.
Why dance for you? Like what was it when you, like, how did you get into it? Why do you love it?
You know, my sisters were taken to ballet classes when they were little, and then my parents decided it was a waste of money, and so I didn't get to go. And I grew up just wanting to move in groups, and I tried every sport I could, and I was horrible at sports. But I wanted to move in groups, and I didn't know how to do it, so I got into cheerleading. Cheerleading, moving in groups. And then I took my first dance class in college.
Wow, so that was late for you.
It was late.
Interesting.
It was late. And I loved it. I thought, yes, this is it. This is it. And I just went for it from there.
Is that rare for someone to have gotten into it? Because, I mean, I have like my niece and she's, not even 10 and she's taking dance classes.
Great.
So is that rare for someone to, you know, start late, but now be in the position that you are teaching it in the university level? Is that rare?
I don't know how rare that is. Mm. I think it happens. And I think there's a lot of people that are taken to studios when they're young, and maybe that's not what they want to do. Mm. I've seen that before as well.
What do you hope people get out of these performances? Like when people come see it, what do you hope people take away from it?
I think the best thing that they could take away from it is a feeling or a thought that haunts them or sits with them. Or makes them see the world in a different way. Of course, we want our dances to be entertaining or engaging, let's say. But I think we want to make dances that help people question what they know.
Thank you so much for stopping in, Donna.
Okay, thank you.
That's Donna Jewell, Associate Professor of Dance in the Department of Theater and Dance at the University of New Mexico. Her newly commissioned dance piece called Seven Times More premieres tomorrow night for the first evening of Shift Dances Festival 2016 at VSA North 4th Arts Center in Albuquerque, starting at 8. I'm Chris Boros. For more details on the festival, visit KUNM.org.